up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I told you, if we were back by the time to do this week's show, I would have survived knee replacement surgery. And I have, and here I am. Although my voice doesn't seem exactly normal yet, but it's been now, a couple of weeks since the surgery, actually. And I'll tell you more about it as we progress through the show this week. But I am intact. I am undertaking a lot of physical therapy, which to me seems terribly painful. But I can see progress is being made, and eventually this is going to work out to be just swell, I think. But anyway, I'm back. We're back on track. We're doing things the way we normally do it, and that's the way I like things to happen when we're doing the Oompa Hour. So let's get the show rolling. Valentine's Day happening during the week this week. You may be hearing the show after Valentine's Day. When is it? Oh, yeah, it is coming up this week. So you may be hearing the show before or after, depending when your specific radio station chooses to air the program. But romance is in the air anyway, so we'll start it off with Lil Richard. Not Little Richard, the rock and roll star, but Lil Richard of polka fame. And I wish I had a sweetheart polka.
My sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride. I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore. Sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride. I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore.
Little Richard there, and I wish I had a sweetheart polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and back after a knee replacement surgery, which is really quite the technology, I'm telling you. Surgery stuff has gotten so high-tech. I haven't had surgery for like 20 years. Man, oh man, you don't have any of the terrible after effects of the anesthesia or anything anymore, but holy cow, the road back after having a knee replaced with a mechanical knee is really quite the deal. And I was disappointed to find out that my new knee is not magnetic. I can't, like, stick refrigerator magnets to my knee. So, but the fun isn't done, you know. Now, like I said, depending when you're hearing this show, this is like the Valentine's Day show. I'm not playing all romantic songs or anything, but Valentine's Day will happen during the week of this show, before or after, depending when you hear the show. To celebrate Valentine's Day this year, what are we doing, my wife and I? My wife will be accompanying me to my surgeon's office to have the 25 staples that are in my left knee removed. That does not sound like it's going to be a pleasant experience. I don't know. I've never had to have staples removed from any kind of surgical procedure before. It could be nothing. But I just have a feeling that it's not going to be that comfortable. But that's what we're doing on Valentine's Day. I feel like my voice still doesn't quite seem normal since I've been in the hospital. I think I feel pretty much normal, but I kind of get pooped out. And oh, you know how it is. But we're rebounding anyway, and we'll see how things progress. So far, for those of you that keep track, after you have a knee replaced, you have to get your range of movement back, not to mention a lot of exercises for all the muscles and stuff in your leg and your knee to build up again, because they really crank the heck out of all that stuff while they're putting in the replacement knee. And so you have range of motion, how far you can bend at the knee. And normal, like my other knee, bends like 120 degrees. I'm up to 73 on my new knee, which is not quite enough to get my leg into the car, which is kind of frustrating. So my regular radio show that I do a regular morning show every morning that I've been doing for 30 years. Instead of going to the station to do it, I'm doing it from the studio here. And we actually have a hookup between here and the radio station, which is like 9 miles away. And you would think we would do it by the internet, you know, but that's not reliable enough for us. We're doing it via VHF radio link for you geeks out there. You'll find that to be amusing. So the show must go on anyway, including the Oompa Hour. And I told you we got a few weird records in the stack this week. I don't know. We have not heard from Lil Wally and the Singing Wabbits in quite some time. And yes, that is Wabbits with a W. And here they are with the Old Gray Mare Polka.
Pony boy, why are you so weary? Take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry. So weary, take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry.
Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry.
Aha, Lil Wally and the singing Wabbits, the old gray mare polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and to me, I feel like it's glad to be back after being away for surgery. But I wasn't, to you, I wasn't gone because I had pre-produced last week's show, which gave me a two-week span to go to the hospital and already spend, like 10 days on the recuperation trail. So to you, I haven't been missing, but to me, I've been kind of sloughing off for the last week. Larry Chesky over here in turntable number two. This is the Rain Rain Polka. Know about you, but did you hear a skip in that record? I thought I heard a little skip there about a minute or so. Look at that right there. There's a big old goober on the record. Hang on here. You know what we're doing. We're checking that out now, so the next time we want to play the record, we don't have this problem. You know, first you kind of scrape the booger off with your fingernail. This is a valuable lesson you're getting in record maintenance. That'll spit on your finger. Clean that sucker right up. So she's probably good for next time anyway. The Rain Rain Polka, Larry Chesky, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And that kind of leads us into the next record, which is a scratchy record, but that's because it's an oldie but a goodie. This is the Tavern Polka Band and the Pennsylvania Polka. Thank you. That's the Tavern Polka Band and the Pennsylvania Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. One thing about getting out of the hospital and being home recuperating, I have not been out of the house since the day I came home from the hospital because I can't go anywhere. I can get around the house now with a cane. I can get up and down the stairs. But, of course, here in northern Minnesota, the world is covered with snow and ice, which is not conducive to a man with a cane. And I can't get into the car yet. I don't think. We're going to try it here in the next day or two. See if I get into the car so that next weekend I can actually go to the radio station to do my show instead of doing it remotely from the other studio. But so I haven't been outside. I have not breathed the fresh air. Okay, it was 19 below this morning. Not like I really want to get out in the fresh air. But I don't even know where I was going with that. So anyway, we've got a waltz coming up here in a second because we always try to play a waltz on the show. And I know I've been kind of letting that slide over the last few weeks here. But I do want to remind you to visit the World of Accordions Museum when you get the opportunity in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street there. And I know you probably don't know where that is. Google it. Type it into your Google thing. And you can probably be like standing right in front of the museum on your Google Street View thing on your computer or your tablet or something. But anyway, I just thought of a great joke. Anyway, you pay them a visit when you have a chance. Put it on your itinerary for maybe this spring or summer. The 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, memorabilia, music, history. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have a gift shop. They have all sorts of activities during the nicer weather. They have jam sessions. They have concerts. They have workshops. They're the location of one of the only places left in the world where you can learn to repair and maintain accordions and concertinas with a technician school on the premises. Check it out. They're online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them, and all the information is there. Check it out. You look at the pictures. You visit the gift shop. You can even do some shopping if you want. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. Wow. I'm getting kind of winded. See, I don't quite have my strength back yet, but it's coming. It's coming. Let's do a waltz. Let's slow her down a little bit, shall we? With Eddie Zeman and his orchestra, this is the Hi-Hat and Tails Waltz.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, catch the disc jockey sleeping. That's the professional way to do it. The hi-hat and tails waltz and Eddie Zima and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Rocking and rolling is what we're doing. We're not rocking and rolling. We might be teetering a little bit. Oh, man, it's another week of great old-time music. Glad to have you along with us for another week. And let's roll into Walt Sisolak now and his musical ambassadors. This is the Itsy Bitsy Polka.
Afraid to come out of the locker, she was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
Grajcie, Rososki, grajcie!
Afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's going to do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
Walt Sisolak there, the Itsy Bitsy Polka. You probably saw that one coming once I told you the title, huh? It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We're spinning the old-time records like we do every week here on the show. Glad you're with us. I told you that this is the Valentine Week show. You may be hearing the show before Valentine's Day. You may be hearing it after Valentine's Day. But might as well just throw in a special romantic numbers like Let Me Call You Sweetheart, done up in polka style by the Polish Kid.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight each day, then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Oh, you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight in each day, then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
Let me call you, sweetheart, polka. That is the Polish Kid here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Spinning the records here, I keep wanting to say I'm glad to be back to be doing the show this week. And to you, I was never missing because I pre-produced last week's show. But, yeah, getting back after that knee replacement surgery thing. How a guy of my age, I'm only 60, wound up having to have a knee replaced is just bizarre because I've had no injury to it in my entire lifetime that I am aware of. For you medical types, I know y'all want to know what's going on. I know how y'all want the gory details, just like you're reading obituaries and you're always mad because it doesn't tell how they died. You know, a piano fell on them, at least if it was in a Warner Brothers cartoon. But no, my left knee had a big chunk of cartilage missing, which was giving me bone on bone. I had 3 tears in the meniscus, 3 bone spurs, a cyst growing, and a mountain of arthritis. And they were like, there's no way we can fix this. It's got to come out if you want any relief. So that's what we did. But I'm going to tell people when they say, oh, what happened to your knee? I'm going to tell them it was the result of an old football injury. And they'll say, I didn't know you played football. And I'll say, I didn't. I was in the pep band and I fell off the bleachers once. I don't know, Hank Thunander. This is the Riverboat Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you.
Thunander. It's the Riverboat Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Back to spinning the records here with another edition of the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with us. Now, this next record, I've never really understood it. It's called the Lift Lackawanna Polka. And I don't know what that means, but that's what they sing. It's Walt Jaworski and his television recording orchestra. It sounds like a football song to me. Lift Lackawanna. I don't know, but it's a good song one way or the other, and some of you probably know what they're singing about. Walt Jaworski and his TV recording orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and from that to this, here's Don Peachy in the orchestra. We'll be right back. John Peachy and the orchestra. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show where we gather each and every week and we do this. I sit at the record player, you listen, so you don't even have to do any of the work, and I just spin all these great old-time records for you. Now, this next one is an oddball, and this may be like the only existing copy of this record in the world. Back in the olden days when they made records, they would often make what you would call an acetate record, and they were really lacquer. They weren't acetate. They're aluminum in the middle. They're coated with a lacquer, and they actually use a lathe to cut the record, and as opposed to pressing it when you're making hundreds or thousands or millions of them. And this is an acetate 45. It's a lacquer 45, but everybody calls them acetates. It's stupid. But anyway, by a group called The Bachelors, which means they didn't have a bunch of these pressed, most likely. The title is written on the record label in pen. And you can tell it's not made on a home machine like from the 40s or 50s because it's got the spiral in and out grooves. And it's a 45 RPM blank with a large hole. It's just an oddball record and most likely a one of. This is called When It Rains Polka. Here are the Happy Bachelors.
Every time it rains, my heart aches and cries because it rained on the day you said goodbye. Teardrops fall down just like the rain outside. It may stop raining, but I will always cry. How I wish that she'd come back. How I wish that she'd come back. How I wish that she'd come back. Come back, Fred and Sue! I hope and I pray that someday she will learn. I loved her more than what my words could say. That rainy, rainy day when she went away. How I wish that she'd come back. How I wish that she'd come back. How I wish that she'd come back. Come back, friend! We'll do it again the day that you come back. We'll smile at the rain that once made us sad. When you come back to me, I will be so glad. Take it away!
There you have it, a rare lacquer recording from the Happy Bachelors and the When It Rains Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, Frankie Yankovic over here with all the Yanks ready to go, Roseanne Polka number two. there you have it. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. Roseanne Polka number two here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're just zipping these buggers out today here on the show. And like I say, to me, it feels like I'm back after being out for surgery. But you guys never missed a beat, so you don't even know the difference. So enjoy, huh? Whoopi John and the orchestra. This record's been sitting here for a couple of weeks, and I just have not played it. And darn it, we need to play it, because you all want to... Y'all want to sing with? I know you do.
But Augustine, come and join the band, and they'll sing and dance. That Ach du lieber Augustine, that's my schönest melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes umba so schwein, my heart will answer with each umba beat, cause I love to sing that Ach du lieber Augustine. Ach du lieber Augustine, ain't it so grand?
Sing Ach du lieber. It is Whoopi John and his orchestra. Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I caught you singing with you guys partying in the alley out there behind the. I got the radio cranked up. You bunch of rowdies. John Jeske and the John Jeske Band. Clever name, huh? For the band and the thing. Why not? This is the accordion polka medley.
That was the Helena Polka. Here's one called the Kit Kat Polka. Here's a polka called Accordiana. popular Pennsylvania polka.
A medley there and an awful lot of fancy accordioning with John Jeske and the John Jeske Polka Band here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Bernie Robertson, the orchestra, coming up here after these important messages. They must be important because that's what they always say.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, time for a few more tunes in this week's edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Like this one, here's Bernie Roberts and the orchestra and Over Three Hills.
She'll say yes, we'll never part.
exchange.
Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, the Over Three Hills Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Man, oh man, time is flying by here. I'm looking at the clock on the wall. That's right, we hang watches on the wall. And I see we're probably down to like maybe one more record, maybe two, one more, I don't know. I got Connecticut Stash over here and Polka Jamboree, however. Share Polka Jamboree here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And how time flies when you're having fun and you're busy playing records and doing stuff. Man, oh man, we're out of time for this edition of the Zumpa Hour. And I still have records left in the stack. That's okay. We'll call those seed records. We'll use those as seed records to start the stack for next week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the National International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We will return to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!